So, you know, it's interesting because during the spring and kind of getting close to Memorial Day weekend, we talk about when you're at the beach or in swimming pools, we talk about drownings, right? I mean, we have people like Stu Leonard Jr. will come on because he lost a child in a swimming pool drowning years ago. We'll talk to DEEP or we'll talk to, you know, local officials, like I said, Open Waters. But you know what's interesting? We don't really talk a lot about bathtubs. And we should, to be honest. I just pulled some national statistics here, and it said bathtub deaths are primarily due to drowning, scalding, and falls with infants, especially under the age of one, most vulnerable to drowning. Two-thirds of child bathtub drownings, and even older adults are also at high risk, often linked to underlying health issues or substance use. And so January happens to be Bath Safety Month. And joining us now to talk about this, as well as just winter water and ice safety, is Karen Kohnbach on the show, co-founder of Greenwich-based national water safety nonprofit, the Zach Foundation. Karen, welcome back and Happy New Year.
Hi, Happy New Year. Thank you so much for having me on today.
I always love having you on the show, Karen. I think you have incredible insight and I think you share a lot of great information. I do want to start, if you don't mind, with talking about why you decided to establish this foundation.
Yes, of course. So I lost my six-year-old son in a pool drain entrapment. And it was shortly after we had purchased our first home in Greenwich, and it was our first home with a pool, and we were so excited. You know, swimming, of course, is such a great activity with young children, but we had no idea about the dangers of having our own pool, and we thought that we did everything that we were supposed to do to protect our children in the water. Our two older children, including my son, Zachary, who passed away, were really good swimmers. And we thought that we did everything we were supposed to do to protect them. But we did not know what a drain entrapment was. And we had no idea that that could occur in our own backyard pool. And so after we lost him, we started to do research around the statistics of drowning. And we were surprised to learn that it was the leading cause of unintentional death for children, between the ages of one and four, and the second leading cause of unintentional death for children under the age of 14. And it's still that those statistics are still the same today. And so we wanted to educate families around water safety. And one of the reasons that I'm talking to you here today, I'm so glad that we're having this conversation in, you know, the middle of the winter when we think we don't really have to be thinking about water safety. But what we want to convey to families is that water safety is essential 365 days a year, mm-hmm. not just during the summer months. And you're right, it is National Water Bath Safety Month, the month of January. And we want, you know, parents to be thinking about water safety all year long.
I agree. And by the way, I think I told you this the last time you came on, Karen, but I love your son's name. I think Zachary Archer is such a handsome name. I love it. I love it. I don't know. When I first learned about you guys, I was like, what a beautiful name. I just love it. And of course, the Zach Foundation, named after your son. What exactly does the foundation do? I think it's important that people, if they've not connected with you before, and obviously we'll give everybody your resources at the end of this chat. But what exactly does the foundation do?
Yeah. So, you know, first and foremost, we try to educate families about, you know, drowning prevention. And we have had a longstanding partnership now with Boys and Girls Clubs. And the first most important partnership that we had was with the Greenwich Boys and Girls Club, because shortly after Zachary passed away, one of the things that we wanted to do was to try and teach those children that were drowning the most to swim. And so we tried partnerships with school systems, and unfortunately it is so difficult to create those partnerships just because, you know, schools are so busy and they don't have a lot of time for added swimming education. And so we went to our local Boys and Girls Club and asked them if they would be willing to just pilot a program that would provide some water safety education to children. And they allowed us to establish that partnership. And so we've been running these, what we call SAC camps, and they are for children age 5 to 9 years old. And it's just a week-long program that just introduces children and families to the concept of drowning prevention. And of course, introducing them to swim lessons. But in a week, you're not going to learn how to swim. So we encourage them to then go and give their children swim lessons so that they learn how to swim. And then, you know, just having that conversation. We also have a children's book called The Polar Bear Who Wouldn't Swim. And that also we give families those books at the end of our camps that they can take home and read to their kids and just, you know, have these conversations. And that's what we found, you know, families were not doing. And even pediatricians were not doing that. Many more pediatricians are doing it now. They're including, you know, in their wellness visits, they're having these conversations about drowning prevention, but oftentimes it wasn't. And so that is sort of how we started with our ZAC camps, but then we established a partnership with the American Red Cross, and we have brought into Boys and Girls Clubs their centennial programming, which includes swim lessons, CPR training, and, you know, additional conversations around what needs to happen to keep kids and families safe around the water. And so we continue to do that with also our, we have been working with different states throughout the country to also create water safety plans.
I was going to say what I think is really incredible. How long has the ZAC Foundation been around, Karen?
So it's been 15 years.
Yeah. I was reading that you guys have provided free water safety camps to over 25,000 kids in at-risk communities nationwide, including in Greenwich and Stamford. That's pretty cool. I mean, that has to be very surreal for you.
It absolutely is.
I mean,
provides a lot of healing.
Right. That's right. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, very surreal, but also I would think, yeah, is a comfort to you, your husband, Brian, your family, I would think. That's pretty cool. Karen Cohn is here, who is the co-founder of Greenwich-based national water safety nonprofit, the ZAC Foundation, named after her son, Zachary Archer. I just love that name, Karen. I tell you, it's one of my favorite boy names. I'm telling you. That combo, however you and Brian came up with that, I love it. So Karen is here and we're talking about water safety. And it may seem like we're sort of ahead of schedule, if you will, because typically we talk about water safety more in the spring, maybe early summer months, which I get that. But you know what? Here, not even just in Connecticut, really all over, we should be thinking water safety constantly. But especially in New England, where we are under snow or we are constantly not really thinking about being in the water, we may be leaving Connecticut to go on vacation, for example, to much warmer weather typically. And so water safety should still be top of mind for you. I wanted to get some winter water and ice safety tips from you, Karen, but also when you're traveling. So let's start with, I guess if we're here in Connecticut, let's say we are just going to stay here in the winter months, which is fine. I'm one of them. What are some suggestions you want people to think about when it comes to, let's start with even, you want to go out on the ice somewhere. What do you want people to think about?
Right, of course. So first, you want to think about that if you're going to go skating, that you want to only skate in areas that have been approved for ice skating and it's posted. And obviously, if you're going out with your children, they should always be supervised and talk to your children. Talk to your children about all types of water safety. But if, you know, they're just like if you're going to be swimming in warm weather, if you're going out skating, don't skate alone. And also you want to make sure that if you are going to, you know, if you go into an area where you're not sure whether you should be, you see that there is water, of course, I say avoid it completely. But if you're not, then some of the things that you want to think about is that the ice needs to be 4 inches thick. And of course, we're not walking around with like ice augers or a drill to really check to see if it's thick enough. So that's why we always recommend that it's better to go to areas that are approved and posted for skating. But if you are out, you want to make sure that you're avoiding any cracks or any seams, and especially if there's snow over a frozen water area, that you probably don't want to step on that because you just don't know if it's thick enough. And the other thing about it is that white ice is more likely to crack because there's air and snow frozen into it. Mm. And then, of course, you know, if, you know, unfortunately accidents happen, and if someone does fall in, you just want to make sure that you call for help immediately and resist the urge to go and help that person. You can grab a branch, a pole, anything that you can reach them with that they can grab onto. And then don't, if you try to reach towards someone, slide, crawl, or roll. Do not walk on the ice, because then you could be in a situation where it's a double tragedy. Mm. Now you're also stuck in the water with that person.
Yeah.
So
Good point.
Then, yeah.
The other thing too, Karen, I just wanted to also mention, only because I know time is of the essence, people with pools and they have the winter covers. What do you want to make sure people know about with that? Because you may think like those covers, you could walk on them, or that everything is going to be covered. I think that's important to also note for Connecticut residents who have pools.
Yeah, of course. Just like anything else, you just want to avoid the going near. Don't walk on the pool covers, because you're not going to know whether it's going to hold you or not. But again, it's just the same as like the water safety for the summertime. Four-sided fencing should be around the pool if you absolutely can, and teach children just not to go near it. And one of the things I know that you also wanted to talk about is if you are going to be traveling.
Yes, that was going to be my other. If you're getting out of here, if you're going to avoid the winter and go somewhere warm, water safety definitely needs to be top of mind. So what do you got for that?
Yeah, so definitely, you know, same as at home, you know, you want to make sure that you don't leave your children unsupervised. If your child knows how to swim, just make sure that they're not swimming alone. And if you are going to a beach, you should definitely put your family, number one, you should be where it's lifeguarded. You should only be swimming where it's lifeguarded. You should check to see what the conditions of the water are for the day. You know, oftentimes you can go to a local website, or even when you get to a beach or open body of water, there's, you know, listed of what the conditions are for the day. You need to check those. But then park your family in front of a lifeguard and make sure that you are not using that lifeguard as your first line of defense, that you're the one who is watching your children. And if your child does not know how to swim, they should be at arm's length from you. And then if you are going to be staying at a home that you're unfamiliar with, then before you get there, you need to make sure that there's four-sided fencing or there are alarms on the doors leading out to a pool area. And again, talk to your children and tell them not to go out without you. But if they're, you know, younger, then you have to make sure that those safety, you know, those things are in place before you go there. Because I would recommend considering, if the pool is not protected from young children, that you should not stay there and you should choose a different house. And then again, if you're going to a hotel pool, if they don't have lifeguards, which oftentimes they don't, you again want to make sure that you're with your children and your eyes are on them at all times. And if they don't know, if their child is a little bit older and they don't, and they do know how to swim, again, they should be with another person. Never swim alone. And then finally, again, we should highlight quickly, because I don't know how much time we have left. It is January. It's National Bass Safety Month. If you have young children, make sure before you put them in the bathtub that you gather everything that you need before you get there, because you cannot leave your child in a bathtub by themselves. And that's something that is so important. Oftentimes, I know when my children were little, you get to the bathtub and you're like, oh no, there's no towel in here. Then you have to pick that child up, and I've done it. Pick your child up while they're soaking wet, take them with you, go get the towel. And so young children can drown in less than 2 inches of water. And I'm not sure that people know that or are even thinking about that. And so it's so important that that you're prepared before you put your child in the bath.
Yeah,
and that you do not leave them.
Right, no question. And I got to say also, Karen, I know this isn't a bathtub, same thing with hot tubs, and that is something that you may do on vacation. You may have it here in Connecticut. I know we have one at our home. We have a hot tub, and you cannot underestimate that while it's shallow, kids can go under very quickly. I know we've got a 7-year-old and he gets so mad, because he too is a very good swimmer and has done all the training, and he knows he's a powerful swimmer. But he knows he cannot go in the hot tub without an adult being there. And you can't underestimate the hot tubs as well, whether you're on vacation or you're at home, much like a bathtub. Doesn't matter that it's not that much water. It could do a lot of damage. So, Karen Cohn, I want to thank you so much for the work that you do, again, with your nonprofit, the Zach Foundation. I am going to link your website to ours, voiceofct.com, and attach it to your podcast when we post it at the end of the show. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a safe and a wonderful winter season. I'm sure we're going to talk again when we get to the spring, because again, water safety, it's something that should be top of mind all 365 days a year.